News. I'm Jim Bertel. There's been an outpouring of support from around the globe for the family of retired NBA great Kobe Bryant, who was killed in a helicopter crash just outside of Los Angeles, California. His 13-year-old daughter also died in the crash. Reuters' Jason Albano has more.
Stunned and in disbelief, fans streamed to the Staples Center in downtown Los Angeles to mourn the sudden loss of basketball legend Kobe Bryant. The NBA player went down in a helicopter crash Sunday morning, just outside Calabasas in California. Officials said also among the victims was Bryant's 13-year-old daughter, Gianna. Staples Center is the home arena of the LA Lakers, Bryant's team of 20 years. According to officials, the cause of the crash is under investigation and could take months. Bryant's helicopter went down in low clouds and foggy weather in hilly terrain shortly before 10 a.m. Sheriff Alex Villanueva said that the flight manifest had 9 passengers on the aircraft. There were no survivors.
That is Reuters' Jason Albano. U.S. President Donald Trump's impeachment trial enters a pivotal week on Monday as his lawyers resume their defense. AP Sagar Magani reports.
As the president's lawyers continue presenting their case, the debate over whether to hear from witnesses has taken a twist. The New York Times reports drafts of former National Security Advisor John Bolton's book say the president said he wanted to keep withholding military aid from Ukraine until it started investigating Joe Biden. The revelation has Democrats renewing demands that Bolton and others testify. The Senate will vote this week on allowing witnesses. If it fails, the key vote could then follow quickly on whether to remove the president from office.
For information on the impeachment trial, please visit us at voanews.com or go to the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. China is expanding its sweeping efforts to contain a viral disease by extending the Lunar New Year holiday to keep the public at home and avoid spreading infection as the death toll rises to 81. Hong Kong says it will bar entry to visitors from the province at the center of the outbreak following a warning the virus's ability to spread was growing. The spread of the illness is being watched around the globe with a number of cases appearing in other countries. Turkish emergency teams continue to drill through the rubble Monday, searching for the last 2 missing quake victims believed trapped beneath a collapsed building. The collapse came after a magnitude 6.8 earthquake struck Friday night, killing at least 39 people and injuring more than 1,600 others. Authorities say at least 45 survivors have been pulled out of the rubble. The World Food Program reports it is scaling up its operation to provide emergency food to tens of thousands of people in Syria's war-torn province of Idlib. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Humanitarian officials say conditions for some 3 million civilians in Idlib have become intolerable since Syria and its Russian allies launched a major offensive in mid-December to seize this last rebel stronghold. Since then, the United Nations reports more than 300,000 people, 80% of them women and children, have fled their homes in a desperate bid to protect themselves from heavy bombing and shelling. The United Nations reports more than 8 years of brutal civil conflict has pushed millions of Syrians into hunger and poverty. It reports the war has displaced more than 6 million people within the country and created a food crisis for more than 7 million who suffer from chronic food shortages. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Afghanistan officials say a passenger plane from Afghanistan's Ariana Airlines crashed Monday in a Taliban-held area of the eastern Ghazni province. Billie Eilish and her music producer brother Phineas were the big winners at the Grammys Sunday night. AP music correspondent Margie Zaraletta has the story.
I'm the bad guy.
Duh. Billie Eilish is just the second person to win the top 4 Grammys in the same night, Album, Record, and Song of the Year, and Best New Artist. The other was Top Vocal Album Grammy. Her brother Phineas was the night's top winner with 6 awards. He says during the CBS broadcast, when they were making music in their bedrooms, they didn't think they'd win awards.
We wrote an album about depression and bad guy, whatever that means, and we stand up here confused and grateful.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And in Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
Great news. It's VOA.